Very quickly, before we go, Eoin Corrie has popped in to tell us what happened the last time Brazil staged the World Cup in 1950. And extraordinarily, Ireland, believe it or not, was invited to participate and declined.
We declined because we couldn't get the players together. They were on their holidays and it would take the passports would take a little bit of arranging. It was an extraordinary, 1950, the Soviet bloc countries weren't involved. Germany wasn't allowed to be involved. Italy had lost their team through an air crash the year before. So from the 16 that were supposed to be at the final, they ended up at 15 and two pulled out after qualification. Several pulled out before qualification. Letters started going out. Portugal was invited. France was invited. France accepted and then declined. Now, the draw for the event was held on May the 22nd. But 7 days earlier, they had written to FIFA had written to Joe Wickham of the FAI to say, can Ireland come and play in the finals? And even the draw had already been made, and the decision was finally made on May the 27th. There was a deadline of May 29th that Ireland wouldn't go. It was cataclysmic because we were just pulling ourselves together as an independent soccer power or a country, because until then, Northern Ireland, the IFA and the FAI had both been selecting players from all over the 32 counties. A stand had been made by Davy Walsh, Con Martin, people like that. We must go our own way on this and go into the World Cup finals. And we would have ended up in a group with Ecuador and, with Uruguay and Bolivia. We'd have ended up with a very good chance of going to a semi-final or to the last four, because the team who squeezed us out by 1 point, Sweden, went to the last four in that World Cup. It would have, you know, even if we hadn't done well, it would have ended up with a much more outward-looking FAI for many years. We ended up playing Poland. Imagine if we were going to South America to play lots of matches in that time. As it happened, Johnny Giles's father would have been on that squad that would have gone to the 1950 World Cup, and in 1972 the Independence Cup.
This is 22 David O'Leary's who decided to go on holidays rather than play
for
Ireland.
It wasn't really. It was the FAI made the decision for them. When the grounds was cost, Miles, and the reason was it was an enormous cost, £2,000 at the time, but the FAI was enormously profitable. It's hard to believe now. They were enormous. They had made a profit of 2,000 that year. They could have done it, could have gone. I would argue that that would have changed the outlook of Irish soccer. The inferiority complex which haunted Irish soccer in the 70s was founded out of the fact we'd never qualified for the World Cup. Here we had a free pass. We didn't take it.
And, of course, who won the World Cup? Uruguay, a country with the same population as Ireland.
For the second time.
This
little country.
Absolutely.
Stuff. You know, we don't have the population to do it. Uruguay have done it twice. And a lot of what we think about modern soccer came from that 67 to 72 period. We didn't win a match. Our analysts like Eamon Dunphy, John Giles were on teams in that time. If they'd something further to look forward to that was successful, we could have.
Oh no, it's a counterfactual. It's a soccer stroke historical counterfactual. Eoin, thank you very much indeed for bringing that story to us. A couple of things. The next issue of History Ireland, out on the 1st of July, dedicated to World War One, an ecumenical service to honour Ireland's war veterans. World War veterans is going to be held in St Lawrence's Church in Stillorgan on the 29th of June at 2:30. You can get details from our website. A text: hi there, my grandfather had the honour of carrying the colours of the Emperor Franz Joseph at the state funeral. He'd won the Knight's Cross, the highest military honour of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. That's one we should follow up on for the new season. And thanks to Tommy Graham and to Conor Mulva and to Kate Proctor, who read those diary extracts so beautifully there of Alice Spring Rice. And on the anniversary of the Howth Gun Running next month, there'll be a day of talks at the National Museum in Collins Barracks. Speakers will include Michael Laffin, Pádraig Gates, Ruby Childers and Theo Dorgan. Details on our website. Our thanks to Val, our broadcast coordinator, and Kieran, our sound operator, for their work over the season. That's it from the History Show for the current season. We'll be back actually at 10 on Sunday mornings in August with special programmes exploring World War One through Irish experiences of home and abroad. Then the History Show proper starts again in September. Until then, from me, Miles Duncan, and producer Yeti Redmond, goodbye and enjoy your summer.